This is Minnesota Reads, and this morning our guest is Betsy Bowen from the wilds of Grand Marais. She's the author of Tracks in the Wild and our guest this morning on the program. Hey, Betsy, good morning. So nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Well, this is a wonderful book that has been utterly useless to us up until now, weather-wise. So let's hope, and I'm sure that we're not the only ones hoping, that we can actually take this book and get some real use out of it. It's called Tracks in the Wild, and it's been reissued by the University of Minnesota Press. It was the winner of a 1994 Minnesota Book Award back in the day, and now there is a brand new version out by the University of Minnesota Press. Tell us about the book, Betsy.
Well, this the book is all illustrated with woodcuts, which is part of my big interest in it. But as I, this has been a while back now. I know as I thought so much about the animals that I see and the evidence that they leave of their tracks, there's so much of the presence of the animals in that. I think whether it's little mouse tracks, in the dust or the, moose tracks in the snow. There is really, even without the animal present, there's so much sense of the reality of that animal.
We can see who was in a certain place, and depending on the place, you can see perhaps what happened, what they were doing in that place, so it really is very evocative of the individual.
Yes, I think so. That in the book, the tracks, the drawings of the tracks are life size, which was my way of giving a sense of that scale of the animal in a book, which of course is not the real animal. But the tininess of the mouse and the largeness of a bear track is such a contrast.
Well, not only that, folks that are fans of Larry Weber, of course, he is the track man, and yet we discover that radio is a woefully inadequate medium to try to describe a track or give a sense of how big a track is. And I imagined this book the first time I paged through it as a wonderful companion to some of the things that Larry talks about, because you can look at the book and then you can go outside and see what you can identify.
Well, yes, and he gives such a terrific enthusiasm about getting outside and observing, which is I resonate with so much. I think that's just such a valuable thing for all of us, to be actually out in the air and the weather.
Regardless of the weather, and the colder it gets, the happier Larry is. This we know. Betsy, you have been an author and illustrator, and you've also been just an illustrator for a book. Talk about the differences between those roles, those two different roles, and those two different ways of being involved in a project.
Well, I found that working with somebody else's text is so stimulating because it offers me some thoughts that I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have. And it's so I have found that to be really inspirational as far as carrying my visual thoughts to a different place than I might have gone without that text. I've done a number of books that have a variety of authors. Most recently, I've worked with Phyllis Root, who's a well-known Minnesota writer, and she has done some very nice things about the natural world. And recently, I have had an exhibit opening with Lisa Lunga Larsson down at the American Swedish Institute. We did a book jointly on the trolls called The Troll with No Heart in His Body. She's such a terrific Duluth scholar and storyteller that I've been able to work in that realm too, which is just the greatest of fun for me.
And that is indeed a wonderful story and a wonderful book, and we enjoyed having a conversation with her about that actual book a while back. I've understood that the rule, whether it's a spoken rule or an unspoken rule, is that the author writes their manuscript and then off it goes to the illustrator, and there isn't any back and forth between the two of them, that then it becomes the province of the illustrator to do their work without, you know, an author perhaps hanging over their shoulder making little helpful comments. Is that the way it works for you? And does it, do you like the process that way, or would you have it be different?
Well, I guess that has been the custom in my case, which I've just looked at as a professional courtesy, kind of a respect both sides, you know, that each person is the, you know, is the old master of the craft, maybe in their case, or the, you know, has the honor of working with those, you know, separate but not really separate components.
Right, right.
What I have really liked about the editorial process is that there's somebody there that's as excited about this book being wonderful as I am. You know, that might be the author and the illustrator and the editor and other people. You know, it's so nice to have that attention to this work that doesn't even exist. You know, there's a lot of that common belief in reaching for something that's, you know, that we all want to make really swell.
I hadn't thought about it that way. A lot of enthusiasm for something that doesn't yet exist. It does come to exist, but at the time that everybody's really pulling for it, it's very ephemeral.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Publishing is just risky. I've been astonished at the editors that can look at, you know, words on a page and envision something that's worth that much time and of investment. It's really quite a visionary role, I think.
Well, Betsy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on the reissue. It's a beautiful book, and it was great to talk with you again this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
Author and illustrator Betsy Bowen, and her book Tracks in the Wild has been reissued by the University of Minnesota Press. She was our guest this morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.